In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
J. Cole, what's goody? I see you down in Oklahoma doing your 1-2, trying to stop wrongful convictions of an Oklahoma inmate. We're going to get into it on the flip side.
She asked, what's more cuter than her pretty face? I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money. How to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black owned from the start jump, cause a black owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know, how to find hope and go. Mental health versus self-help motivational quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss, I follow my heart. Showing proof just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart. How we argue, yet grow in the dark, like seamlessly hopeless dreams. Yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single, but not for the streets. And my heart together financially free. And I'm a 90s hip hop baby. She 90s R&B, we both hip hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
J. Cole was goody. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Shout out to Hip Hop DX. Shout out to Andy over there. That's my guy. Shout out to Andy over at Hip Hop DX. J. Cole joins fight to stop wrongful conviction of Oklahoma death row inmate. Andy says of Hip Hop DX. Andy, I like that title. And J. Cole, I like your focus right now, brother. It says a lot about who you are as an individual, about who you is as a person. I said is. I think all was the proper terminology or, you know, proper sentence. But you are definitely showing your mental space right now. Because this is a great move. Me personally, I'm fighting for those incarcerated, those who just came home trying to get their life together. Those are voices that are unheard. And so many of them inside are voiceless. That's real rap. Executive felons. That's my movement. I have a YouTube channel dedicated to my executive felons organization. I haven't uploaded a video in a while, but please subscribe to Executive Felons. And I promise you sometime in the near future, I'm gonna jump back on it. But right now, I'm focused on Tyrone Motif YouTube channel. I need to get my personal channel popping, and I need to use my personal channel to caterpillar my other endeavors. And that's where it's at right now. But J. Cole, I love you for this, bro. You are definitely my guy. You are definitely my guy for this, bro. Once again, shout out to my boy Andy over at Hip Hop DX. J. Cole has pledged his support to save an Oklahoma death row inmate from being executed in the face of overwhelming evidence to support his innocence. On Wednesday, November 17th, the Dreamville rapper brought Julius Jones' case to his 14.1 million Twitter followers, piggybacking on the attention of Kim Kardashian. I don't like that. Piggybacking on the attention Kim Kardashian has been drawing to the story in recent years. So Kim Kardashian was fighting for this. I thought you were saying he was piggybacking off the fact that Kim Kardashian was fighting for inmates first. Like he's doing it because she did it. Pardon me, Andy. Please don't talk your shit. I don't need you to tweet about me, brother. let me see. Please read this, then share, J. Cole wrote while sharing a Twitter thread about Jones that Kim posted on Tuesday, November 16th. Oklahoma is a day away from executing a man. The evidence that this man is innocent is overwhelming. So much so that the state parole board recommended the governor that he not be executed. With one day left of his life, the governor hasn't acted. You disrespectful bastard, you. This governor is very disrespectful, man. And I remember when Snoop Dogg, Jamie Foxx, and others was trying to free damn, what's my boy name? It's on the tip of my tongue. Not Monster Cody. Blue Rage, Black Redemption. What's the author name? Jamie Foxx played him in a movie. Oh my God, drawing a blank. Damn, what was that? I got to use my Googles. This is crazy. Not Monster Cody. Blue Rage, Black Redemption. I read the book too. Blue Rage, Black Redemption, a memoir. Stanley Williams, Tookie. That's what it was. Yo, Tookie, rest in peace. I love you, bro. Pardon me. Please, I hope you're not turning in your grave, brother. Yes, but I remember when so many Black celebrities was trying to free Tookie or save his life in the knife ending. And Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger at the time murdered Tookie Williams, a man who have turned his life around, a man who was creating and forming peace treaties between rival gangs, the Crips and Bloods in California, the man who was visited in prison by Wendy Mandela. The Black Queen flew all the way from Africa to San Quentin State Prison to visit Tookie Williams to thank him, to show her gratitude, because her Black boys and girls in her country on the other side of the world was living a better life because of the books Tookie Williams have written. Tookie Williams changed lives around the world. Young boys and girls looked up to that man. He made their life better. All the way in third world countries, these people don't have adequate water, adequate education, adequate food, a healthcare system. And still, those children was inspired by the life and words and wisdom and experience and teachings of Tookie Williams. Yet, Arnold Schwarzenegger said, fuck you. So how much hope am I expected to have when it comes to J. Cole trying to stop the execution of this Oklahoma inmate? How much hope am I supposed to have when it comes to Kanye West trying to free Larry Hoover? How much hope am I suspected to have as a Black man if Arnold Schwarzenegger can say, fuck you, Tookie? I read Blue Rage, Black Redemption while I was in prison myself. That book inspired me to get my life together. Arnold Schwarzenegger said, fuck you, Tookie. In the book, Blue Rage, Black Redemption, I love that title. That title, Blue Rage, Black Redemption, split the book in half. Blue Rage is Tookie Williams documenting his past life as a gang member, his life in the streets. Black Redemption described the rebirth of Tookie Williams. His mindset, his emotional and spiritual state while in prison, redeeming himself, cleansing himself, his mind, his heart, his spirit, was the Black Redemption. But in the Blue Rage part of the book, Stanley Tookie Williams, author Stanley Tookie Williams, explains how Arnold Schwarzenegger, back in his day as a powerlifter, a bodybuilder, back in his day, he was rivals with Tookie Williams, who was also a bodybuilder. They was rivals. All those years, Arnold Schwarzenegger held a grudge against a man that was sitting in prison, rotting away. So they say. Throughout Arnold Schwarzenegger's movie career, he held a grudge against that man. All those years Tookie sat in prison, Arnold Schwarzenegger held a grudge against that man. So when he was governor and the decision was on him to save that man's life or say, fuck you, Tookie, Arnold Schwarzenegger said, fuck you, Tookie. So how much hope am I supposed to have? Still, I pray and hope J. Cole is successful in freeing this brother. Still, I pray and hope Kanye West is successful in freeing this brother. And the great, the OG, Larry Hoover. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.